The month of June has been hijacked by the anti-Christian culture to show their pride in something God calls an abomination. When you support AFR, you help us continue to stand for godly values and provide the resources for you to stay in the know about the enemy's tactics. To say thank you for your gift this month, we'll give you the booklet, Inside the LGBTQ Push of the 1990s, to help strengthen your convictions. Just go to afr.net/offers. afr.net/offers.
This is Trivia Friday. The number to call with your question or your answer to a question is 888-589-8840.
A fellow who recently swallowed a dictionary said it was thesaurus his throat had ever been. Thesaurus.
Oh, really, Tim?
The world's shortest commercial flight is only 47 seconds. So,
and we don't have time for stowing.
And welcome to Trivia Friday. Ed Vitagliano sitting in for Tim Wildman this week and today. And Tim, Lord willing, will be back in the captain's chair on Monday. Joining me in studio, J.J. Jasper, the pride of Owensboro, Kentucky. Good morning to you.
Good morning. It's great to be here. Online shopping, there's a lot of unique items out there. Yesterday, I was about to buy a belt made of watches. But decided it was a waste of time. It was a waste of time.
That's double. Wait,
it was a waste. Double and waste.
Double. Yeah.
That was a waste of more than just time, wasn't it?
I'm still waiting.
Bert Harper.
Hey, it's good to be with you guys.
Substitute professor today.
Yeah.
Good morning to you, sir.
Good morning. First day of summer. Summer has arrived, guys.
Yes, it has.
That's right. Yeah, longest day of the year. Always thought it was June the 21st, but it's a couple of days in there where there's sort of the summer equinox. They have to get that all squared away in the heavenlies.
Yeah, it's 20th, 21st, or 22nd, but today's it, according to my calendar now.
I've always thought you wouldn't want to be a day laborer on June the 20th, 21st. You said, now, what's the deal here? Well, here's how much we're paying you. We're working you from daylight to dark. And you're looking up there about 9 o'clock and saying, man, I did a bad deal right here.
Well, what always kind of struck me is that this is the longest day of the year, but that starts the summer. You'd think that the longest day of the year would be somewhere in the middle of it.
Yeah. Right. Well, everybody knows summer starts Memorial Day weekend.
Yes.
But officially, today's the first day.
It ends Labor Day.
And it ends Labor Day. Those are the bookends. Yeah. Memorial Day, school's out. Everybody makes a mad dash on a vacation and say, ha, summer's here. And then Labor Day, your last big hurrah. That's the two bookends, the start of summer and the end of summer. And
then, when you was pastor, you dreaded those weekends. It's going to be half the crowd.
Yes.
Right. Well, two pastors, both of you guys.
You remember.
I remember.
Slim pickings.
And you were hoping. Now, I pastored a small church part-time while I was working here full-time, and I always hope that it was because it was Memorial Day and that I hadn't lost half the congregation
from whatever you preached the week before.
Right, preached the week before.
We're glad both of you are here.
All right, folks, it is Trivia Friday, also known as
Learning University.
Learning University is on the air. Brother Bert, tell our listeners what are we doing here? What is this?
Oh, man, we're going to ask questions. And you'll have three, JJ three. I've got even three. And one of these is a mystery question. And if you answer that mystery question, you'll hear this beloved sound.
Ah, the beloved cowbell. You're
Isn't
right.
Isn't that a wonderful? And guess what? If you answer it correctly, you get this great AFR cap. It is.
Yes.
That's
some
a good
people call it
cap.
A hat, but I'm a hat has a rim all the way around it. Caps just have the bill.
Oh,
okay. I didn't know that.
Well, right. That's Northeast Mississippi.
That makes sense.
Yeah, I like it.
But it's a great AFR cap.
Well, now, folks, if you have not been on with us in the last 2 months, we invite you to call. This is not first-time callers. So if you have been on in the last 2 months, the last 8 weeks, we ask you to wait a week and call in. Here's the number to call, 888-589-8840. 888 589-8840.
Before we give our questions, we just had the Activate Summit. We had people from all over the nation in Tupelo, Mississippi, a lot of great speakers. Ed, you were one of the speakers. Abraham Hamilton III, Todd Herman. My wife and I, half of our family was there. We met Whitney and Shannon Black from Baker City, Oregon. We met Mark and Sally. We met a cowboy from Texas named Glenn, and he was there with his daughter. He actually grew up in Crossett, Arkansas, but spends his time between Texas and Arkansas. Miss Marilyn was there. The Hills, they had a lot of children. They were from South Georgia. But I actually got to visit with hundreds of AFR listeners. Our listeners are the best. It was a vacation with a purpose.
Amen.
And it was just so nice to put a face with so many of you listening to the radio.
Amen. It was a great kind of short weekend. It was Thursday night. JJ, you did a great job kind of introducing the summit with a night of comedy. It was excellent. Short devotion. We had speakers and sessions all day Friday and all day Saturday, well, until the late afternoon, and it was wonderful. We're going to do this once a year, so be on the lookout for next year.
Start to finish. Yeah, it was just our entire family. We just enjoyed the teen track, all the different sessions. Our entire family enjoyed it, or the ones that were there. Half our family was there, and they said, boy, we didn't realize we knew, you know, we're going to get to meet a lot of people. It's going to be a lot of work involved. We didn't know it was going to be this fun. We're going to meet so many wonderful people. Amen. So if you missed out this year, put a little bug for next year. Check that out. The Activate Summit in Tupelo, Mississippi, as its build of vacation with a purpose.
Amen. All right. Well, Bert, we're going to let you do the questions first. I think we got all the – oh, by the way, you need to be 11 years old or older to call in. And so, Bert, I'll go. JJ, you'll bring up the rear, and then we will go to the phones.
Okay. I always have a Bible question, Andy Griffith. Now, they're not equal. The Bible question is more important
Absolutely.
Than Andy Griffith, regardless of what everybody
Andy
says.
Andy Griffith is expected when
yes.
you're on the show.
Yeah. Okay. Here's the Bible question. And I've asked this, and people had to think. What is the name of the warrior that defeated the Canaanites when Deborah was the judge over Israel? What was the name of the warrior, captain, leader, that defeated the Canaanites when Deborah was the judge? That's important.
Good question.
Yeah. So here's my Andrew Griffith question. What is the name of the only department store in Mayberry?
Oh,
what
wow.
is the name of the only department store in Mayberry? And it comes up quite often.
Yeah.
Quite often.
Really?
Yeah, often, many times. And then, here's this one. 50 years ago, guess what movie was released? Jaws.
50 okay? years ago today.
Today.
Wow.
June 20th, 1975.
Da-dum.
Jaws.
Da-dum.
Okay.
Da-dum.
In honor of that, how many bones do sharks have? How many bones do sharks have? Now, we're not counting the people that the shark
has. Oh, my word. What a dark turn from you, oh. Pastor.
And, of course, I liked it. I liked the joke. But I go dark sometimes. All right. I have three questions. And on the way down here, I was thinking, these are kind of hard. So some of these you may have to look up, although maybe I'm mischaracterizing this. Maybe for a lot of you, you know the answers. Here's my first one. This is actually from Cindy Roberts, who does call screening for us for Trivia Friday, most Fridays. When Solomon built the temple, there were two tall pillars set up. What were their names? There were names for these pillars. When Solomon built the temple, there were two tall pillars set up. What were their names? Now, you may have to look that up. But
can I interrupt?
Sure.
Since Tim's not here, let me provide the mockery because I can hear his voice. Go ahead, Ed. Waste your time asking another hard question because nobody's going to get it.
Nobody's going to get it.
Make All sure right. you say pillars and not pillows.
Oh,
not pillows.
That's
yeah.
right.
Not
so
feather,
this has,
yeah.
this has nothing to do with the My Pillow fella.
Right.
Hey, we've got a great deal on some pillows in the temple. Not only can you get one, but we got satin sheets for King David's bed. We'll throw that in. But wait, there's more.
And we name our pillows. All right, second question. The movie Rocky. We all love the movie Rocky. Go ahead, JJ. Do it.
Yo, I really feel like a dog. Adrian, you know? Adrian's not here to help with it. Yeah, yo.
The movie Rocky was based on the real life of what relatively unknown boxer?
Wow.
This is Some of you may know this off the top of your head. The movie Rocky was based on the real life of what relatively unknown boxer? And I'll give you this hint. It was based on this boxer's 1975 fight with Muhammad Ali.
Oh, wow.
All you have to do is look that up. It'll come right up. And then here's the third one. Lahmi, L-A-H-M-I. Lahmi was the brother of what biblical villain? Lahmi was the brother of what biblical villain? That's pretty hard, isn't it?
Woo. Are you serious? Do you think somebody's
going to If Alex McFarland's out there, please call in.
Here's the deal. The VBS you went to as a kid was a whole lot different than mine because we just took some macaroni and put it on a board and took a can of spray paint. We wasn't finding out no villains and Lahmi and all their second brothers twice removed and cousins and things. That's
all right, I'll give a hint. Lahmi was the brother of what biblical villain, and there were three other brothers.
All right. That's better.
Now you should be able to get it. Now I just put the cookies on the bottom shelf.
You just offered that up on a silver Lahmi. here's what we got. Think rental movies, home movie question category. First question, in the 1980s, there were two competing formats for rental movies / home movies. One was VHS. Name the other.
Oh, that's a good question.
VHS, name the competitor. Second question, Black Corinth, Muscat, and Thompson are varieties of what fruit? Black Corinth, Muscat, and Thompson are varieties of what fruit?
Muscat or muskrat?
I can't really read my writing, so I'm just going to blur the word.
Yeah. It must be muskrat.
If you just hit a pothole driving your van and your radio kind of skipped, that helped me out. Here's the third question, true or false. A can of Diet Coke will float in water, but a can of regular Coca-Cola will sink. Is that true or false? Here's the thing. You're holding a can of Diet Coke. You're holding a can of Coke. If you toss both of those into the lake, the Diet Coke will float, but the regular Coke will sink to the bottom.
And by the way,
or false? If the Coke is opened.
No. They're both full. It's not a trick question.
Okay.
You pitch a Diet Coke and pitch regular Coke into the pond. The Diet Coke will sit there and float. The regular Coke will sink. Is that true or false?
And the same might be true about the people who drink each one.
Oh.
If you drink Diet Coke, you'll float. No, I'm just kidding.
Okay.
All right.
We go ready? To the phones?
Let's go to the phones, brother.
Let's go to Virginia, and it's Linda. And, again, she's been holding on for 2 weeks.
Yeah, because last week we had a best of.
Yeah. Hey, Linda, where are you from in Virginia?
Yeah. I'm located in Richmond area. Oh, okay. I live actually in Colonial Heights, which is south of Richmond, next to Petersburg.
Good area.
Yeah. Well, do you want to answer, ask, or both?
I want to do both.
Okay. Which question do you want to answer?
I want to answer the question about the Muscat, the Thompson, and I don't remember the last one, but I know what it is.
Is it Muscat or Muskrat?
It's Muscat.
Okay, had me second guessing my chicken scratch.
Muskrat is like a vermin or something.
Well, that's what I was thinking, but my Muskrat scratching, I wasn't sure if I was. Hey, here's this question. Thanks. It's a Black Corinth. Muscat and Thompson are varieties of what fruit?
Grapes.
Well, way to go, Linda.
Wow.
Way to start us out. Now, did you ever have any grapes or muscadines? Do you have a garden? How'd you know this?
I go to the grocery store.
There you go. Just head over there on the produce aisle.
That's right, Publix.
You mentioned muscadines. When I first... I'm from the North. I married a Mississippi girl. When we first moved to Mississippi from Arizona, I got a job. I was working part-time with a church, got a full-time job writing for a newspaper. My first assignment was to travel to the next town over that was having a Muscadine Festival. And I'd never heard of him.
The boy from Boston.
Yes, I'd never heard of him. So I walk into the mayor's office, who had, she had graciously agreed to be interviewed, and I asked her, I said, I wanted to talk to you about the Muscadine Festival.
No, you
yes,
didn't.
Yes, I did. She just bust out laughing. She said, the what? I said, the Muscadine Festival. She said, it's Muscadine. And she said, you ain't from around here, are you, boy?
Oh, my.
So, yeah, that was my first little assignment there.
I know we need to get back to Linda. No surprise to you guys. I have a joke for that. You being from the North,
yeah,
and marrying a Southern girl. They said that, of course, Mason-Dixon line, folks in the North, you know, they call it soda. We call it Coke. You know, they're not so sure about fried green tomatoes and grits. You know,
yeah,
and Southerners are, you know, understand that. But they said there's a difference between nursery rhymes. Difference between nursery rhymes between the North and the South. In the North, a nursery rhyme starts out, once upon a time. In the South, it starts out, y'all ain't going to believe this.
There was this troll under a bridge.
Hey, Linda, way to go. Right out of the chute, you answered it correctly. What's your question for us?
Well, my question is going to go back 2 weeks because I missed out talking to y'all 2 weeks ago. This was on D-Day.
Yes, ma'am.
And one of the questions was about, you know, what were the names of the beaches there. But I have another question regarding that, and I would like to know if you know what was the code name for the Allied invasion of Normandy.
That was Operation Overlord.
Overlord.
Yeah.
Yes, it was. Have y'all ever been to Bedford, Virginia, where they have the D-Day Memorial?
I have not.
Not me.
What's
if you ever get an opportunity, you should visit there. It is a great, it's very nice up there. It's very moving.
Wonderful.
Well, and, Linda, why Bedford, Virginia? Was that a staging area for some of our troops going across the Atlantic? That's
a very interesting story. I don't know the whole story behind it, but I do know that the casualties, the number of young men that went to war in World War II and participated in the invasion of Normandy, were from Bedford, Virginia, and most of them died.
Oh,
and
wow.
So the concentration percentage-wise was a large percentage.
Okay.
And look it up. That's Bedford.
Okay.
And, thank you. That's good.
There's a book out there about Bedford boys, and I have read the book many years ago. But if you ever get a chance to visit there, you should. If you come through the mountains there in Virginia, it's around the Appalachian area, or the Blue Ridge, you know, the Blue Ridge Mountains.
Blue Ridge Parkway, Linda, first day of summer, so a lot of people looking for some different road trips. So thank you for giving us that tip. And thank you so much for listening to AFR.
Have and her patriotism.
Yes, amen.
Yeah, and that's fascinating history. Nothing trivial about that.
Amen.
That's right.
What a, okay, Linda,
good.
Thank
good job,
you so
Linda.
Much. Let's go to Texas and talk to Colton. Colton, thank you for calling.
Hello.
Okay.
Hello, Colton. Where are you from in Texas?
Fort Hood area.
Okay.
So, like, an hour north of Austin.
Yeah.
All right. Good.
Okay. Do you want to answer, ask, or both?
Both, please.
Okay. Which question?
I would like to do the Deborah question.
Okay. Here it is. It's the Bible question. What is the name of the warrior that defeated the Canaanites when Deborah was the judge over Israel?
Barak.
Woo! Yes, that's it.
Nicely done. How did you know that?
I looked it up in my Bible.
There you go.
Good. Judges chapter 4. Hey, Colton, did you read about the other woman besides Deborah that's in chapter 4?
Yeah, about Jael.
Y'all remember her?
Is that the one that, with the peg, the tent?
Yeah.
We won't be too graphic.
Hey, listen, I've got the dark side today, guys.
Yes,
I'm covering it. Way to go, Colton. That is awesome.
Excellent job there.
Yeah. Thank you. Hey, Colton, thank you for reading your Bible.
Amen.
That's something you'll never, ever regret. Isaiah 55 says, I think 55:11, every word that goes out will not return void, but will accomplish everything God sends it to do. So when you read your Bible, even if you think you're not getting anything out of it, you'll be encouraged, you'll be comforted, you'll gain wisdom, you'll gain faith. So good job reading the Word.
And he knew where to find it, where to
look it up. Yeah, that's good.
Excellent job.
Look it up.
Colton, what's your question for us?
I have a riddle.
Okay, well, I'll do poorly on it, but you go right ahead.
What has a mouth and doesn't eat? What runs but doesn't have legs? What has a bed but never sleeps?
River.
River.
I knew that one. That was one I knew.
Yeah, that's right.
Yes, sir. Hey, Colton, tell your family hello there in Texas. Have a wonderful weekend and enjoy your summer.
That's right. Amen. 14 years old. Fantastic.
Oh, that's good.
Summertime. Best time in the world.
Ride your bike, swim, hang
out
with your friends.
You bet. I remember when. Okay, let's go to Kansas and talk to Rachel. Rachel, thank you for calling.
Good morning. Long time no see.
Well, great. Amen. Hey, I just got to ask. Are you in a place in Kansas that JJ has never been? Name the place you're from. Let's see if JJ's been there.
It's Paxico. I can guarantee he probably hasn't because it's an itty-bitty little town about halfway between Topeka and Manhattan. But he did come to Salina last April to speak at one of the a fundraiser for one of the Christ Springs Center.
Yes,
one of the met him.
Oh, and we got to meet. Well,
yeah, and I met Tim last summer when we went on the Spiritual Heritage Tour with him to D.C.
Oh, wonderful.
Oh, wow.
Well, now, I haven't been to that little town, but I've been to Topeka that she mentioned, and I've been to Manhattan twice for Pregnancy Resource Center banquets. I went once, and they said, hey, they want you back by popular demand. So I went back in Manhattan, Kansas. Their motto on everything is the Little Apple. Hey, somebody was smart to think, you know, you got Manhattan, the Big Apple in New York, and in all the stores, all the things, Little Apple furniture, Little Apple plumbing. So that's pretty cool marketing.
Mm-hmm. I like it.
And a great pregnancy center there.
Hey, Rachel, what's your question for us?
Well, I'd like to do both.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Which question? Which question, Rachel?
The question about the shark.
Okay, here it is. And, hey, by the way, have you seen the movie Jaws?
No, I haven't.
Okay, it's 50-year anniversary.
So let me guess, Rachel, you're under 30.
Yep.
I haven't seen it.
Oh, you haven't really
seen Jaws?
You never saw it?
I've got a Jaws story, but go ahead and let's get Rachel.
Okay, here it is. And, again, it's in honor of Jaws being 50 years old today when it was released. How many bones do sharks have?
That's a trick question. They don't have bones. They have cartilage.
Hey! Wow! Not only did you not trick her, Rachel, you know what that cowbell means?
Yeah.
It means you win a AFR cap. And so that means you got to stay online and let, you know, Cindy, get your address. I know you got a question for us, but don't hang up too quickly. That is great.
Way to go, Rachel.
Zero. All of it's cartilage.
Yep.
That's amazing.
Yes.
From the
I
head
can't get your comment out of my head, which you said earlier.
Oh, my word. Except for the sailors. Hey, Rachel, what's your question for us?
Okay, well, this is probably, y'all are probably going to get this, but kind of same time frame as Jaws. In the original Star Wars movie, what actor was never filmed from the waist down and why?
Okay.
Was never
usually when
filmed
it's a
from
female,
the waist down.
Yeah, usually it's a female. It's because they're pregnant. That's usually the case.
Oh, that's a good thought.
Yeah, so that may be a possibility.
Never filmed
77
from the waist
is the year. It's
down.
In two more years, Star Wars release will be 50 years.
Wow, that's some good trivia.
Yeah, it is.
I think we're going to have a hard time coming up with the
I'm
answer.
Trying to, I'm
Princess
trying,
Leia.
No, she was.
She's too young.
She was. She was filmed standing up. All three of those main characters were. I'm trying to remember maybe the one who played Jabba the Hutt. But that was just a – you know what? I think you stumped us.
Yeah, Jabba the Hutt's wife on the thing there. What's the answer?
It was Peter Cushing. He played Grand Moff Tarkin, the officer who was in charge of the Death Star. He was never filmed from the waist down because the boots that he got for his costume didn't fit. So he had to wear, like, slippers for the entire filming.
Oh, wow.
So they never showed him from the waist down.
They improvised, didn't they?
She had such a hard time taking him seriously because he was wearing slippers.
He looked down and he's got flip-flops on trying to do that.
In charge of the Death Star.
That is a fun trivia question right there.
Hey, Rachel, I'm going to put you on hold. Stay on the line. Cindy Roberts will get your information so we can send you an AFR ball cap. All right, folks, we're going to take a short break. When we come back, we'll be back with Trivia Friday. We'll reset our questions and get back to the phones.
This June 24th marks 3 years since Roe v. Wade was overturned. But here's what you may not know. Abortion numbers have surged to a 10-year high. The battleground has shifted from the courtroom to our homes. Today, over 60% of abortions happen through the abortion pill, taken in silence, often alone. Preborn Network clinics are standing in the gap, meeting women in their most desperate hour. And here's what they're seeing. Young mothers, terrified and misled, are delivering their babies, tiny, perfectly formed, onto bathroom floors. These precious babies, once called just tissue, now lie lifeless. 11% of these women who take the abortion pill will suffer serious health complications. Countless others carry emotional scars for a lifetime. When you give to Preborn, you're not just saving a baby. You're saving a mother, too. You're giving her hope, financial support, and the truth. Preborn has already rescued over 350,000 babies. But there are so many more who need our help. Your tax-deductible gift makes this mission possible. To donate now, dial #250 and say the keyword baby. That's #250, baby. Or go to preborn.com/AFR. That's preborn.com/AFR.
That is the music my wife plays when I'm approaching the Chinese buffet.
That somebody just was about to go take a bath and they changed their mind. Said, I'm not getting any water. Not with that.
That is the theme song to the movie Jaws. JJ, you said you had a Jaws story?
Here's what happened. Jaws had just come out. It'd been out about a week. All the buzz, everybody going crazy at school. So I took my little girlfriend, Barbara Brown. We're going to go see the movie. We were on Frederick Street, the only theater in town, and it was a block long, the line. And everybody was already telling us how terrifying it was. We got up to where there were about three people before we got our ticket, and she said, I just can't do that. I'm just scared. I just can't do it. I said, you got to be kidding me. We stood. I'm so sorry. So we left. So everybody kept saying, best movie I've ever seen in my life. This is amazing. You know, just sitting on the edge of my seat. She said, I'm just so sorry. Give me another chance. We go back Friday night, Saturday night, stand in a long, long, long line. We get up to the ticket counter. We're right there at the thing in the little glass booth about to get her ticket. She said, I can't do it.
Are you serious?
No. And then it happens one more time. I mean, I'm like Linus. I mean, I'm like Charlie Brown holding that football. Three different times we get right there, and she just says, I can't do it. I'm just so scared. I'm afraid I'll have nightmares, blah, blah, blah. So everybody then at school, everybody told me every single thing about every single scene. So, no, I meant to go see it, and I never have. And I've been at hotel rooms, and I've seen a fourth of it. A couple of times, but I need to go see it because there I missed my chance.
50 years now is
yeah, and I was just a kid. That was 50 years ago,
and back then you couldn't go to Blockbuster or you couldn't rent a movie like that. You had to wait.
Five years for it to come over on TV.
On TV.
Oh yeah, people don't realize if you're 30 and under, 40 and under. I mean, you couldn't stream anything. There was no smartphones. You couldn't, you know, there wasn't even VHS or,
right,
or any of those different things. But, yeah, so there's my – I've never, ever seen Jaws, and so I want to watch it.
And you never marry that girl. What a surprise.
Hey, Barbara Brown, no, she dumped me. If you're out there, I did okay, and I'm happily married.
But all she right. hadn't seen Jaws with you, though.
No, we didn't see. Okay. I gave it my best effort three different times.
Good grief. All right, folks, it is Trivia Friday. The number to call is 888-589-8840. Ed Vitagliano, J.J. Jasper, Bert Harper are your professors today. We're going to reset our questions. Brother Bert, go ahead and start us off.
Okay, the Andy Griffith Show question. What is the name of the only department store in Mayberry? This one, two new ones, and this one's a true or false. The Grand Canyon is larger than the state of Rhode Island. Is this true?
Wow.
Wow.
And then, how many signers of the Declaration of Independence became president, and who were they? Of the Declaration of Independence became president, and who were they?
All right, here are my three very, very difficult questions, but that's all right because that means the rest of my questions I'm going to have for next week. Here's the first one. When Solomon built the temple, there were two tall pillars set up. What were their names? Solomon named them. This is a question from Cindy Roberts, who does our call screening. Second question, the movie Rocky was based on the real-life story of what relatively unknown boxer? You may have to look this up. This boxer in 1975 had a fight with Muhammad Ali that was very similar to the story in Rocky. And then third question, Lahmi, L-A-H-M-I, was the brother of what biblical villain? And I was forced by peer pressure to give a hint that Lahmi and this biblical villain, they had three other brothers. So that should pretty much give that away.
And his cousin, the Dalai Lama, he done pretty good with his following. Took him down the wrong road, but he had a lot of likes.
The Dalai Lama
on his Instagram page.
All right, go ahead, JJ.
All right, here's what I've got. We were talking about movies. This is a rental from the rental movie, home movie category. In the 1980s, there were two competing formats for rental movies, home movies. One was VHS. Name the competitor. One was VHS. The other, name the other, and they actually, VHS won out, won yeah. the war, the competition war. The other one just went off to the buggy whip bin. Second question, true or false? You're holding a can of Diet Coke and in one hand, a regular Coke in the other. If you toss them into the lake, the Diet Coke will float. The regular Coke will sink. Is that true or false? Then I'll add one. Army just celebrated its 250th birthday. Happy birthday to the Army. Here's an Army question. What rank in the U.S. Army is just above the rank of first lieutenant? What rank in the U.S. Army is one notch above the rank of first lieutenant?
All right, good question.
Okay, let's go to Kansas and talk to Kurt. Kurt, thank you for calling.
Oh, good morning to you guys. How are you guys doing?
Doing great. How's things in Kansas?
It's going to be hot this weekend. It's going to be in the 90s, so.
Okay.
First day of summer.
Yeah, that's expected. Hey,
true,
Kurt.
That's true.
Yeah. Yeah. You want to answer, ask, or both?
I just want to answer one.
Okay. Right. Which question?
I want to answer one, JJ, about the 1980
movies. Yeah, yeah. Here's the question. In the 80s, there were two competing formats for rental movies, home movies. One was VHS. Name the other.
Beta.
Ooh, that's it.
I don't want to get too far in the weeds, but if I remember this right, I was reading an article years ago, and it said Beta was actually better in every way. The quality, this, that, all, you know, the tape, all the, it was better, but something about that the VHS partnered with the pornographers and they got the volume and the other ones said, no, we're not going to do that. And they lost out and they had to go under and file bankruptcy and disappeared. Now, if I remember that article right, it was like one of those things where you're like, oh, they just must have been Coke and Pepsi and, you know, just a personal preference. They said, no, the one that actually lost was better in this way, and this other way.
Wow. Huh. I did not know that.
Yeah, and I may have dreamed it, you know, because sometimes I'll eat a bunch of pizza and then I fall right to sleep. So, nicely done. So, Kurt, you didn't want to ask us one.
Well, next Wednesday is my birthday, and a famous stand-up comedian and actor is also going to have a birthday. I'm going to tell you his name, but I want you to guess how old he'll be.
Okay, tell us his name.
Jimmy Walker.
Kid Dynamite. He is going to be 69 years old. I'm just throwing out a guess.
I bet he's older than that.
Yeah, I'll say 75.
I would. I'll go way 80 just to.
Okay. 69.
Guess.
No, would you say 75?
I said 75.
And 80?
Yeah.
All right. How old's he going to be, Kurt? You and Jimmy Walker, Kid Dynamite, sharing a birthday.
Yeah, I'll be 59, but he will be 76.
And you were close.
Yeah, you get the prize.
Yeah. Close.
All right.
Yeah. Way to go, Kurt.
Kurt,
yeah. Hey, happy birthday
weekend.
A week early,
yes,
by the
sir.
Way.
Yes, sir. Happy birthday.
Yeah, that's right.
Amen. Well, listen, let's go to Kentucky. Do you know anybody from Kentucky?
There's some guy that we see periodically.
I've heard, yeah, okay. Well, let's see if this guy knows. Hey, David, thank you for calling. Do you know somebody
Hello,
else Jenna? From Kentucky? Yeah, named J.J.?
I listen to you guys quite often, so I know his name, but I've never got the privilege to meet him.
Hey, David, what part of Kentucky are you in?
I live in Bath County, Owingsville, Kentucky.
Yeah.
I'm originally from Montgomery County, Mount Sterling, the home of court days.
Yeah. I'm from Owensboro there in western Kentucky. You ever get over there between Louisville and Paducah?
Quite often. I transport for a living, so yes, I'm all over Kentucky.
Yes, sir. Well, listen, you want to ask, answer, or do both?
Do both.
Which one you feel confident about? Make the bluegrass state proud now.
The Andy Griffith question.
Okay, here it is. Are you an Andy Griffith fan, David?
I am. Gentleman I called Dad for a long time during his last days and stuff with. He loved Andy Griffith's Gunsmoke and all that, so we sit around and watch those type of shows.
Okay,
that's some good time to bond right there, watching Gunsmoke and Andy Griffith.
When you watch it, as long as I have, all you do is say, "Hey, Jen, come here, wait for this line. Come here, watch Barney's face." I mean,
that's good.
How you watch.
That's good.
Okay,
stuff.
Here it is, and David, what is the name of the only department store in Mayberry?
I'm going to go with Weavers.
Woo, that is
Weavers.
It.
There
you remember
go.
Mr. Weaver's first name?
Ben Weaver.
Ben
oh,
Weaver.
Oh, sorry, I didn't know.
Hey, yeah. The only...
Well, that's the thing. I could remember that part, but I was struggling, so I had to look it up to make sure.
Okay, the only Christmas show that Andy Griffith did was Ben Weaver and him wanting to throw some people in jail. You know, but he was that picture of him hanging on to the bars at the, you know, at the jail.
He was lonely.
He was lonely. And so anyway, finally,
it's one of my favorite episodes.
It's one of my, it's in the top 10.
It'll like Andy will say, it'll just clutch you.
Here's the deal. One of my favorite episodes of the Weaver store is what he had Mr. Whipple out there on that aisle squeezing that Charmin. I mean, you got it all rolled into one. You got Andy and Aunt B and Marty, and there's Mr. Whipple squeezing that Charmin in the Weaver store.
That's it. Way to go, David. Hey, you got a question for us?
Yes, I do. All right, this is a Bible question. Who is the only man, it's a two-part, who's the only man in the Bible to tell God to repent, and during what situation did that happen, or what event?
I'm going to take a stab. You go first.
I'm going to say it's Moses. Yeah. He asked God to change his mind about destroying Israel.
That's what I'd say. Is that right, David?
No. He asked God to change his mind, but specifically to repent.
That's what the word means.
Yeah. Though. It's according to which version. It's according to which version you read about Moses. Go ahead.
Well, I was going with Abraham.
About
Sodom. Sodom when he's when he's making that negotiation, when he's whittling down. Well, how about if this many or this many? And I'm sorry, I've already asked you, and I don't want to be pushy, but what about if there's only this many? And then he said, well, can I just go down the number there? So in that conversation, he said, will you repent of what you're going to do? So that's what you're saying, right, David?
Good answer, David. Hey, thank you, brother.
Yes, and thanks for being in the Word. Be careful out there running up and down those roads of Kentucky.
Right. We get a lot of calls on exploring the Word from truckers. They're some of our heroes.
And they are just the backbone of our economy.
They really are.
They really are.
They get products from A to B, without which we don't eat.
Hey, during COVID, we found out the problem of, getting products.
Thank you,
David. Well, let's go to Virginia and talk to Mark. Mark, thank you for calling.
Hello, professors.
Hello, Mark.
Hello, Mark.
We got to ask you.
Is this the Birdman?
Yes.
Hey, I don't hear the birds. What are you calling from outside?
Oh, no. They're just having a snack right now.
Oh, okay. Good. Hey, good strategy. Good tactic there. Hey, Mark, you want to ask, answer, or do both, brother?
Both, please.
All right, which one you want to try to answer?
Any question that I knew that I could answer has been answered, and so I think that Professor Vitagliano had a Bible question that I could try.
Okay, I have two Bible questions. The first is, when Solomon built the temple, there were two tall pillars set up. What were their names? And then the other one was Lahmi, L-A-H-M-I, was the brother of what biblical villain? And as a kind of a hint, there were five brothers in all.
Okay, I'll answer that one.
All right.
Okay, and it's Goliath.
Yes, Goliath is the villain.
Nice.
Lahmi, I looked this up because Lahmi was the only brother of Goliath that was named. And that was in 1 Chronicles 20, verse 5.
Is that the reason that David took five stones?
That's because what I've
heard.
I've heard that.
I don't know, but that's good preaching.
And in some of the different battles, it'll say, and then a giant came out to meet him, a giant from Gath, and then another one, a giant from Gath. And you count those up, and you see, that they had the
– Yeah.
He had those brothers.
Yeah. Hey, good job on that, Mark. Did you know it without the hint, or did I have to – the hint really help?
Well, the idea of asking who was the brother of some bad guy in the Bible made me think of Goliath.
Okay, good.
All right.
What's your question for us?
So my question for you is, what is a hemi-demi-semi-quaver?
I had one time in a Mopar. You get a Dodge and you get a hemi-semi-quaver-quofar, and you can lay rubber for a country mile. I mean, it don't matter if you got a cam in it or not, or if it's a straight shift or what kind of rear end's under that thing. You got that much horsepower, and everybody, all your neighbors are going to hear you when you take off.
Yeah, and that Hemi engine.
That's it.
That's it.
They'll pull up beside you and roll down the window. Is that a Hemi, Semi, Kemi, Quamar? You say, yes, it is.
Hey, Mark.
What is that, Mark?
Is it an engine?
No, it's not.
I think it has something to do with knitting. Like when you knit one, purl two. No, I'm just throwing something crazy out there. I have absolutely no idea.
I have no idea.
I have no idea.
We're stumped, buddy. What's the answer?
Okay, so a hemi-demi-semi-quaver in music is a 64th note.
Oh.
Way down the line. No wonder we didn't know it.
None of
I might have known the 63rd,
that's
but
right.
The 64th,
that's
no
right.
way.
None of us. You can tell we weren't in the band. None of these three boys.
Hey, thanks, Mark. We appreciate it. You have a great weekend, and try to stay a little cool as things heat up here first day of summer.
And watch for the birds.
They missed a good chance to put horsepower on the end of that, you know, little sentence there.
They did. Hey, let's go to Iowa and talk to Tom. Tom, thank you for calling.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Great. Hey, Alex McFarland, the co-host of Exploring the Word, was just out in Iowa for his youth meeting. And he said Iowa was fine. What part of Iowa are you from?
I am in northeast Iowa, probably 12 minutes from the Minnesota border.
Oh, wow, you are up there.
Okay, Tom, great. I was talking about this Activate Summit that we had in Tupelo, Mississippi, and we met people, several families from Iowa.
Yeah.
We met a handful of families from Missouri, a lot of people from Ohio, and a lot of people from Texas.
There's a family from Oregon, too.
Oh, yeah. We met the folks from Oregon and spent some time, you know, had a great visit with them. Well, what part of Iowa did you say, Tom?
Northeast.
Okay. You want to ask, answer, or do both, sir?
I'll do both, please.
Which one you want to answer?
I'll answer the one about the names of the pillars in King Solomon.
Oh, all right. Well, great. When Solomon, listen, I'm psyched here. When Solomon built the temple, there were two tall pillars set up. What were their names?
Jachin and Boaz.
That is correct.
Ooh, nicely done.
And that was a question from Cindy Roberts,
Good
who
job,
gave me that
Cindy.
Couple of weeks ago.
So we were, my wife and I, we had twins on the way, and everybody on Facebook, well, what are you naming them? And I learned from, you know, having five daughters and everybody, you tell, you know, even a friend or a cousin or a neighbor, you tell them your baby name a little too soon. They have their baby a couple of months before you. They'll steal the name. So I said, well, I can't do this on national radio or on social media. Yeah. So I said, yeah, we've already got names picked out. You know, when people are asking me, I said, since they're twins, we're going to name them copy and paste. Well, you know, some people were gullible. The others, they just thought that, you know, you just expect
that's
crazy.
Yeah,
that's right. I said, yeah, and we're naming our twins copy and paste. One of the sweet nurses, AFR listener, got us little onesies with copy
no
on one.
Kidding.
Yes, copy and paste. And we put our twins on those little, when they were in the crib, you know, the little newborn or the little preemie onesie things, but it had copy and paste on there.
That is hilarious.
Listeners are the best.
Yeah.
Hey, that is true.
Hey, Tom, did you have to look that up or did you know that?
I actually read it yesterday in 1 Kings.
Wow.
Oh, man.
And who knew? You're reading that yesterday. You had no idea you'd be on national radio.
We got a bunch of Bible readers.
That's right.
I'll tell
That's
you what.
Good.
I'm just so impressed that you not only read that and remembered it. We're sending you a ball cap.
Hey, I like that. Yes. Hey, and look, Tom, I don't want to try to be super spiritual here, but God's timing, I mean, in big ways and little ways, because here you're reading that, and you say, well, I'm not going to get anything out of that. That's just something I'm kind of read on through that. And then here you are on national radio and just like, I just read that. You know, I think when those little things happen, I don't think they're a coincidence. I think God's involved.
He wanted him to have this ball cap.
Yes,
I like that.
So stay
online. Sir.
Hey, you got a question for us?
I do. What is the longest highway in the United States from east to west? What town does it start in, and what town does it end in?
Where is Tim when we need him?
Yeah.
He would absolutely
All right, we're
going to
talk amongst ourselves
Brother Bert,
here.
It's like he may know.
I don't know. I think it's 90.
Is that up north?
90? Yeah, because it starts out, I think, on the western seaboard and goes all the way and dips down and goes
You think
all
it
the
goes
way
all the way to Maine? Or
Maine,
probably.
One of the New England states, if I remember.
Really?
I don't know which.
Let's go with 90. Do you have a better guess?
No, I think that's right, because I think it was in the north.
Yeah.
When you look
at it, it goes, you know, when you start 10, it's pretty long, but they join together you know, and then others joined together, like 50 and 70.
Right.
But 80 and 90, I think it's 90.
So what would you say, maybe Seattle to?
I'd say Seattle to Portland, Maine, and just say it
okay.
that way.
All there right, you go.
I don't know that.
See, how'd we do? How did Brother Bert do, Tom?
Okay. I'll give you a hint. It's not an interstate. It's a highway.
Oh. Thanks for making that clear.
Well, but that's
now, is it going to be Route 66?
No, it starts in Missouri, I think, and goes that way.
Well, it doesn't have to be the up north.
Yeah.
I don't know.
We're stumped.
I
know the loneliest road in America.
What is that?
Highway 50. And it starts in California. I've traveled it all the way.
Have you really?
Yeah, man.
Goes from where to where?
Well, we got on it in Nevada, Carson City, Nevada, and we went on all
well,
the
let's,
way.
Let's, to, go, so why, let's go with that. Let's
why
go.
Are you saying it's the loneliest road?
If you traveled it, you'd know it. Have you ever watched Wagon Train, the
yes,
show?
Yes.
You know, when they're going through and there's no water?
Right.
That's what they did back in. It was tough. Go ahead. Tom, what's the answer?
Okay. It's Highway 20. It starts in Boston, Massachusetts, and it ends in Newport, Oregon.
Wow. Highway 20.
Now, is that a two-lane, or have they widened it, or what?
Well, I'm not sure. Where it goes through Iowa is mostly four-lane.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Wow. That's a great trivia question.
That is.
Hey, now, Tom, are you a trucker?
I'm a state trooper.
State Trooper. Woo. Yeah, so you know about that. Hey, thank
Can
you.
Can we use your name when we're going through Iowa?
Hey, thanks for how you serve and how you protect and serve.
And, Tom, stay on the line. We're going to put you on hold. Cindy Roberts will get your information, and we'll get you that AFR ball cap. And when you're not doing your job, you can wear the ball cap. You're not wearing
right.
your trooper's hat.
Hey, guys, the music's playing. I want to say Tim Wildman, his wonderful mother-in-law passed away. Brenda Harden, married to Jim for 44 years, Allison, Russ, and Leslie. Pray for the Wildman family. An amazing...
And the Hardens.
Yes, and the Harden, an amazing woman. We all three knew her for decades, and she's going to be missed.
All right, folks, 5-minute break for news. We will be right back.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast may not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.